For 8 summers beginning in 1934, a series of 20 women toured the U.S. and Canada in a Model T Ford known as the Silver Streak. They were heralded everywhere they went, even meeting Henry Ford. A new exhibit at the Model T Museum in Richmond, Indiana, remembers the women known as the Gypsy Coeds and features the car that made it all possible. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. What a sight they must have been. Six young women packed into a car fit for five, driving cross-country with their luggage strapped to the running boards of a 1926 Model T touring car.
The girls called it the Silver Streak. It's a wonderful story about a sisterhood of girls that took trips in the 1930s and 40s. My mother was one of those girls, and my Aunt Eleanor was another one.
John Booty loved listening to tales of their travels. When his mother died in 2011, he set out to find the Silver Streak, and he did in Portland, Oregon. He brought it back to Bradford, Illinois, and that is where our story begins.
Darlene, who owned the car, was a beautician, had a beauty parlor in the basement of her parents' home, and she began organizing summer vacations very shortly after she got her first car.
Between 1934 and 1942, Darlene Dorgan and her friends spent the summers driving across North America to Wisconsin, Canada, New York, and one epic six-week trip to California. A girl's trip today? Sure. But in the mid-30s and 40s, they were a rarity. Booty wrote a book about the women. They went to two world's fairs, met movie stars and dignitaries, forged a special bond with Henry Ford, and as Booty's mother Regina recounted in a 1998 interview, slept in a few odd places along the way. The scene here is a small town just north of the U.S. border in Canada.
So they took us down to the jail, and at the jail they said, "We don't have anyone in the jail tonight, so you just bring your blankets and pillows and come on in. There's cots in here, and you can sleep on the cots for the night." So that's just what we did.
The women did a lot of camping and loved jitterbugging in dance halls. Darlene had three rules: no drinking, no smoking, and everyone goes home together at the end of the night. If the car broke down or got a flat, the women fixed it themselves. When it needed a new top, Darlene sewed one out of awning remnants. The patchwork top reminded the women of a gypsy wagon, and they dubbed themselves the Gypsy Coeds. They made friends easily and found kindness in unexpected places, like the truck driver hauling a car carrier who gave them a lift up a mountain when it was obvious the car wasn't going to make it.
So we drove the Model T up on the carrier, and he took off down the road, and people going by looked over and see these girls sitting in this Model T on this carrier that's supposed to be carrying new cars, and they'd be looking at us, and they'd pull over and run off the road and back on the road, wondering somebody didn't have an accident, but they didn't, and they'd be laughing.
Two of the Gypsy Coeds are still alive. Though they've stopped giving interviews, each Labor Day, the pair sit up high in the back seat of the Silver Streak and wave to parade crowds as John Booty and his wife drive through the streets of Bradford. That's right, the car still runs. Model T's famously came only in black. Booty says folklore has it Darlene Dorgan didn't want a black car, so she painted it silver. The outside still adorned with cheery red slogans, penciled autographs, and a list of all the summer escapades.
35 Wisconsin, 36 Michigan, 37 Canada to see the Dionne Quintuplets, 38 they met Henry Ford, 39, the New York World's Fair, 40, San Francisco Golden Gate Exposition, and then 41 was a question mark. So it was put on in 1940, and they were planning to go on a 41 trip, and they did go on 41, and 42 was the last trip.
Why was 42 the end of it?
42 was the end principally, I think, because the war had started.
The trips ended, but the legacy lives on in an exhibit at the Model T Museum in Richmond, Indiana, where Susan Yeager is executive director.
It just really captures what the Model T is about and why people love to collect them, why, you know, it's always family stories that are involved, and it's we're very, very privileged to be able to get such a special car and have it here on loan for the next several months.
The Silver Streak is on display through August 7th. To see pictures of the car and the Gypsy Coeds, visit our website, WVXU.org. Tiana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.
Henry made a lady out of me.